Chapter 9. Abimelech's Conspiracy. Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's brothers and spoke with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, "Please speak in the ears of all the men of Shechem. Is it better for you that all the sons of Jerubbaal, who are 70 persons, rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." His mother's brothers spoke of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." They gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, with which Abimelech hired vain and light fellows who followed him. He went to his father's house at Ophrah and killed his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, on one stone. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. All the men of Shechem assembled themselves together, and all the house of Millo, and went and made Abimelech king by the oak of the pillar that was in Shechem. Jotham's Parable. When they told it to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said to them, "Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree said to them, 'Should I leave my fatness, with which by me they honor God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?' The trees said to the fig tree, 'Come and reign over us.' But the fig tree said to them, 'Should I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave back and forth over the trees?' The trees said to the vine, 'Come and reign over us.' The vine said to them, 'Should I leave my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?' Then all the trees said to the bramble, 'Come and reign over us.' The bramble said to the trees, 'If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if you have dealt truly and righteously in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you, and risked his life, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and you have risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons, on one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his female servant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If you then have dealt truly and righteously with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Millo. And let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Millo and devour Abimelech." Jotham ran away and fled and went to Beer and lived there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. Gaal conspires with the Shechemites. Abimelech was prince over Israel 3 years. God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and that their blood might be laid on Abimelech their brother, who killed them, and on the men of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to kill his brothers. The men of Shechem set an ambush for him on the tops of the mountains, and they robbed all who came along that way by them. And it was told Abimelech. Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brothers and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their trust in him. They went out into the field and gathered their vineyards and trod the grapes and held festival and went into the house of their god and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Isn't he the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But why should we serve him? Would that this people were under my hand. Then I would remove Abimelech." He said to Abimelech, "Increase your army and come out." When Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. He sent messengers to Abimelech, craftily, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brothers are come to Shechem. And behold, they constrain the city to take part against you. Now, therefore, go up by night, you and the people who are with you, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you shall rise early and rush on the city. And behold, when he and the people who are with him come out against you, then may you do to them as you shall find occasion." Abimelech sows the city with salt. Abimelech rose up, and all the people who were with him, by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out, and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people who were with him, from the ambush. When Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Behold, people are coming down from the tops of the mountains." Zebul said to him, "You see the shadow of the mountains as if they were men." Gaal spoke again and said, "Behold, people are coming down by the middle of the land, and one company comes by the way of the oak of Meonanim." Then Zebul said to him, "Now where is your mouth, that you said, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Isn't this the people that you have despised? Please go out now and fight with them." Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him, and many fell wounded, even to the entrance of the gate. Abimelech lived at Arumah, and Zebul drove out Gaal and his brothers, that they should not dwell in Shechem. It happened on the next day that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. He took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field. And he looked, and behold, the people came forth out of the city. He rose up against them and struck them. Abimelech and the companies that were with him rushed forward and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And the two companies rushed on all who were in the field and struck them. Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city and killed the people who were therein. And he beat down the city and sowed it with salt. When all the men of the tower of Shechem heard of it, they entered into the stronghold of the house of El-Berith. It was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. Abimelech went up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people who were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bough from the trees and took it up and laid it on his shoulder. And he said to the people who were with him, "What you have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done." All the people likewise each cut down his bough and followed Abimelech and put them at the base of the stronghold, and set the stronghold on fire on them, so that all the people of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. A millstone dropped on Abimelech. Then went Abimelech to Thebez, and encamped against Thebez, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and there fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut themselves in, and went up to the roof of the tower. Abimelech came to the tower, and fought against it, and drew near to the door of the tower to burn it with fire. A certain woman cast an upper millstone on Abimelech's head, and broke his skull. Then he called hastily to the young man, his armor-bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, that men not say of me, 'A woman killed him.'" His young man thrust him through, and he died. When the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed, every man to his place. Jotham's curse fulfilled. Thus God requited the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did to his father, in killing his 70 brothers. And all the wickedness of the men of Shechem did God requite on their heads. And on them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal.